This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Catherine from Bridgewater.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Also, her daughter, Lily, taking her to school. Is that right?
She already got out of the car.
Oh.
I have no help.
Catherine, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture, Catherine. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Producer Dan is actually out this week. He had a pretty eventful weekend, a medical emergency.
I know.
So we have our former intern, Jubu, is hanging out with us this morning, and she wrote all these questions. So I don't know. These might be tough, Catherine. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll be.
All right. Owen Wilson turns 56 today. He voiced Lightning McQueen in the movie Cars. What is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot remember. And my daughter loves that movie.
Should have kept her in the car. Question number two.
I know. I tried.
Name the artist that sings these songs. X's, You Broke Me First, and Greedy.
Oh my goodness.
She's also taken a lot of heat recently. She's been saying some weird things about Britney Spears. All right, question number three. People magazine named Luke Combs the sexiest 34-year-old man alive. His single Ain't No Love in Oklahoma is featured in which 2024 action/weather movie?
Twisters?
Question number four. Today is Apple Cider Day. Which state produces the most apples, also known as the Evergreen State?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is bad. I don't know.
All right. Question number five. The U.S. Postal Service announced a Betty White stamp coming next year. She is honored for being a television icon for seven decades. What was her character's name on The Golden Girls?
Rose.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice job. Finishing strong. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Questions definitely have a different vibe when it's not producer Dan and it's intern Jubu.
Uh-oh.
Catherine got two of the five correct, Kennedy.
All right, well
These
done.
Are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Owen Wilson turns 56 today. He voiced Lightning McQueen in the movie Cars. What is Lightning McQueen's catchphrase?
Kapow. Kapow? That's not right.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
So close.
Oh, my goodness.
0-0. Question number two. Name the artist that sings these songs. X's, You Broke Me First, and Greedy.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh, Tate McRae, Kennedy. Tate McRae.
No idea.
By the way,
damn, JuBu.
Playing the Garden coming up in 2025.
I saw that billboard.
0-0. Question number three. People magazine named Luke Combs the sexiest 34-year-old man alive. His single, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, is featured in which 2024 action/weather movie?
Twister?
Yeah, that's it. It's a good soundtrack and a lot of good country songs on there. Tied at one, question number four. Today is Apple Cider Day. Which state produces the most apples, also known as the Evergreen State?
Washington?
Good guess. 2-1.
Oh, my God, Julie.
Question number five. The U.S. Postal Service announced a Betty White stamp coming next year. She is honored for being a television icon for 7 decades. What was her character's name on The Golden Girls?
Rose.
That is it. Nice work.
Woo, those were tough, Catherine. Yeah. I mean.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. I'm sorry, Catherine, you don't get the cash. Thank you to you and Lily for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Catherine from Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tammy from Linfield.
Hi, good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, I looked it up. Burlington is considered part of the North Shore, Kennedy. Just want to make sure to give credit where credit is due. North Shore is the best shore. We all know that. All right, Tammy, you understand how this works, right? We got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Producer Dan is out getting healthy this week. So our former intern, JuBu, has done the questions. I'm going to just tell you, they're a little bit tougher than usual. Are you ready?
Yeah.
UltimateClassicRock.com ranked the top 40 glam metal songs of all time. And number one is Photograph by Def Leppard, followed by Kickstart My Heart by which band?
Motley Crue.
Taylor Lautner posted a TikTok about Twilight with the caption, "Honestly, screw Edward. Bella should have ended up with Jacob." Who played Bella's character in the movie series?
Kristen Stewart.
Christina Aguilera was a guest at Sabrina Carpenter's Los Angeles concert on Friday. They sang her song, What a Girl Wants. Then it's these lyrics to the song. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, blank.
Oh my God, I don't know. Pass.
Question number four. Charlie XCX made an appearance on SNL this weekend. She recently concluded her sweat tour for her 2024 album. What is the name of the album?
Pass.
Question number five. Dave Coulier was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer and has been staying positive during his treatment. He's best known for playing which character on Full House?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Yeah, Dave Coulier. He was on Full House. What character did he play?
Yep. Uncle Jesse. What's the other guy? Danny. Joey.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Is it your roommate helping you?
Yeah, she's here in the car.
Okay, what's her name?
Hi, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, guys.
Kennedy, I have...
Monday.
Happy Monday, indeed. I have Tammy and her roommate, Sue, who's in the car getting 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friends.
These are hard. JuBu's coming for you, Kennedy.
All right.
UltimateClassicRock.com ranked the top 40 glam metal songs of all time. Number one, Photograph by Def Leppard. Followed by Kickstart My Heart by which band?
Kickstart My Heart. That's Motley Crue.
Def Leppard is glam metal? That's interesting.
Oh, they had the hair, I suppose.
I guess.
You know,
tied at one. I felt like they were kind of the anti-glam metal band. Like, you know, the Poisons and the Twisted Sisters.
Maybe they didn't wear makeup, but they still wore spandex. What are you going to do?
Tie to one. Question number two. Taylor Lautner posted a TikTok about Twilight with the caption, "Honestly, screw Edward. Bella should have ended up with Jacob." Who played Bella's character in the movie series?
Kristen Stewart.
Tied at two. Question number three. Christina Aguilera was a guest at Sabrina Carpenter's Los Angeles concert on Friday. They sang her song, "What a Girl Wants."
Oh, come on.
You didn't see it yet.
Oh, no.
That's so good.
Okay.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Finish the lyrics to the song. "What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy.
Whatever makes you me happy and sets you free."
Oh. Nice job, Kennedy. I might have to play that song.
I would love that.
3-2, question number four. Charli XCX made an appearance on SNL this weekend. She recently concluded her Sweat tour for her 2024 album. What is the name of her album?
Brad?
4-2, question number five. Dave Coulier was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer and has been staying positive during his treatment. Of course, he's best known for playing which character on Full House?
Joey,
Uncle Joey, yes. We actually had that question recently with producer Dan. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great job.
Yep. You did well. You did good. You did good too.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kimmy, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Paul from Cranston, Rhode Island.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, win the cash, Paul. She's now over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A new Popeye horror movie is on the way. Popeye is the blank man.
The sailor man.
Jake Paul beat Mike Tyson in the fight on Friday. Jake's brother Logan was there. What is the name of his energy drink brand?
Fine.
Megan Fox has been showing off her baby bump on Instagram. Her fiancé goes by what stage name?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Malcolm Young, co-founder of AC/DC, died 7 years ago today. How many times do they say thunder in their hit song, Thunderstruck? Is it in its 30? Is it 30s, 40s, or 50s, the total number of times?
40. 30.
30s? All right.
Yeah.
And question number five, Gypsy Rose Blanchard announced she is stepping away from sharing personal content on social media to prioritize her mental health and family's well-being. Who played her character in the drama series The Act?
Joey King.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was pretty impressive, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul is driving to work right now.
All
right. He works in finance. 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes, trust fund. Do you not know that song, Kennedy?
No.
Oh.
I'm like, you don't know Paul. Leave him be. I bet he works hard.
It's a viral TikTok thing, and they made a song out of it.
I see.
It was a girl looking for a guy in finance.
I see.
Paul got 5 out of 5.
Paul!
Wow. Shot myself.
Yeah. These are really hard, Kennedy.
All right, let's do it.
I think it's going to happen today. I think you're going down.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay.
A new Popeye horror movie is on the way. Popeye is the blank man.
The sailor man.
Jake Paul beat Mike Tyson in the fight on Friday. Jake's brother Logan was there. What is the name of his energy drink brand?
Crap. Prime?
Yeah, Mike Tyson challenged him to a fight while they were in the ring afterwards.
Why not?
Challenge Logan.
He was a little delirious, I think.
Megan Fox has been showing off her baby bump on Instagram. Her fiancé goes by what stage name?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Malcolm Young, co-founder of AC/DC, died 7 years ago today. How many times do they say thunder in their hit Thunderstruck? Is it in the 30s, 40s, or 50s? Don't look at me like that. Look at intern Jubu. Well, not intern anymore. Look at Jubu. It's a heck of a question, isn't it, Kennedy?
40s.
All right. Question number five. Gypsy Rose Blanchard announced she is stepping away from sharing personal content on social media to prioritize her mental health and family's well-being. Who played her character in the drama series The Act?
You know, I don't know.
All right, question number one, you said sailor. That is correct. Question number two, you said prime. Good guess. Machine Gun Kelly, obviously, yes. Question number four, you said 40s. Apparently, it's in the 30s. 33 times is... So you got that wrong.
Yeah.
So 4-3 for Paul. And question number five, you did not give an answer. Paul answered correctly. Joey King is the correct answer.
Paul, how the hell did you know that? That is fantastic.
Yeah, we watched that show, and it took me a while, but I was like, I'm trying to picture
Well done, sir.
Yeah, those were very hard questions.
I am impressed.
Nice job, Paul. Congratulations, you got yourself $100.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Good way to start the day, the week.
That is a great way to start a Monday. All right, Kennedy.
Yep.
What are you looking at the big board over there? See your loss go up there?
I wanted to see what number we were at. Okay.
So now you're at 5,840 wins and 428 losses, Kennedy.
Yep.
One of those is Paul. And what do you want to say to Paul before he goes?
My name is Paul. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Paul. He's got me all in my head.
He's got lots of real estate up there.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
It is the 1K CBK. Kennedy, say hey to Lisa from Westford.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
$1,000 on the line, Lisa. That would feel good, wouldn't it?
It would feel really good.
It would feel really good. So you know how this works. Kennedy stepped out of our studio into that soundproof booth. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You just have to answer more correctly than Kennedy, and you win the cash, okay?
All right.
Pamela Anderson is playing a Las Vegas dancer in a new movie called The Last Showgirl, and there are whispers that she will get some big nominations this coming awards season. Name the TV show where she played a lifeguard.
Baywatch.
What is the name of the fictional African country where Black Panther takes place?
No idea.
What's the title of Lady Gaga's 2011 album that includes the songs Born This Way and Judas?
Fame Monster.
Is that your son?
Yeah, he dropped his sword. He's very upset.
What's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb. All right, we can get Caleb's sword in a moment. In Harry Potter... In Harry Potter, what does Hermione use to attend multiple classes at once in The Prisoner of Azkaban?
Oh, gosh. I guess I'll just make a guess. A multiply spell?
All right. And question number five, what is the last name of Serena in Gossip Girl?
Oh, I have never seen that show.
I am watching it right now. XOXO, I am the Gossip Girl queen. We've just started it. I've never seen it before. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So I am now an expert in that show. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Lisa from Westford, who has her song Caleb in the back of the car, who's lost his sword.
Oh, dear.
Hear him. You can,
sorry. Is the crying, like, really loud?
No, it's fine. Listen, no. I cry, too. Okay. I cry all the time. It's fine.
Kennedy always cries when she loses her sword.
I need to tell you.
Nothing wrong with crying.
Nope.
Lisa got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
No.
Sooch. That is a sooch, Lisa.
I haven't had my coffee yet this morning.
These were hard questions. These were hard. Are you ready, Kennedy?
You bet.
Pamela Anderson is playing a Las Vegas dancer in a new movie called The Last Showgirl, and there are whispers that she's going to get some big nominations this coming awards season.
I know. Amazing.
Name the TV show where she played a lifeguard.
Baywatch.
Baywatch is it. Tied at 1. What is the name of the fictional African country where Black Panther takes place?
Wakanda.
Wakanda forever. 2-1. What's the title of Lady Gaga's 2011 album, which includes the songs Born This Way and Judas?
Pop art?
No, it is called Born This Way, actually.
Oh, trick question.
A little bit of trickeration. 2-1, question number 4. In Harry Potter... What does Hermione use to attend multiple classes at once in The Prisoner of Azkaban?
What's it called? It shifts time. It's a little hourglass. A time shifter?
Oh, so close. It's a time turner, Kennedy. 2-1, question number 5. Can you give me the last name of Serena in Gossip Girl?
Vanderwoods.
Son, Vander Woodson.
Is that it?
Yes, so close, Kennedy.
Look, just because you start watching a show doesn't mean you get to bring
it back. I am now an expert in all things Gossip Girl. XOXO. I love this show, by the way.
It's a great show.
I'm just, what,
says
20 years?
Says everyone from 20 years ago.
I'm just 20 years late to
That's
the game.
That's it.
2-1 is the final score. That was a close one. Those were tough questions.
That makes me feel a little better.
Those were hard, Lisa.
Yes, those were tough questions for sure. So you don't get the $1,000. Kennedy gets the win. Do me a favor. As soon as we hang up the phone, please get Caleb's sword, okay? You know, little boys and their swords, Kennedy.
Stop trying to make it funny. No, I'm not playing along.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Lisa?
I'm Lisa from Westford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.